All right, let's get started. So, I want to focus on the sugya. We touched on the sugya before, but last time we learned, and last time I gave shir, but I want to talk a little bit about this Gemara over here. The Gemara talks about it, and like I mentioned last time, how strange the Gemara sounds to my ears, maybe to everybody else, is that we came to this idea that anybody in the crowd that's Karev Apostle can passel up the whole Eidus and ruin the entire Eidus. That's what the Gemara says. It tries to wiggle out of it, but is as far as the Havamina, Rapapa asks a string of Shilas. He says, that's based on that, why doesn't the Harug, the person who got killed, he should be matzil the whole Eidus, and therefore the person who killed him cannot get a death penalty? What does that mean? That was last week's focus. So that was right, and basically, even if he wasn't involved in the warning, and he wasn't even in Skaven Lahayit, he should be matzil the Nidan because he's related. Because he's related to himself. That was the Shaila over there. And the Gemara came up with an unbelievable Einfeld. It's like, no, he was killed from behind. So he didn't see. He's not one of the witnesses. Baruch Hashem. But if he was killed from the front, in a Hanami, mask him that he doesn't get killed. But that's not a style. That's not a problem. So maybe he won't get killed. Maybe in a Hanami, a person, if you want to get away with murder, you kill the guy from the front. Because then he's one of the people. And he saw himself get killed, and he is a Karev Eitzel Atzmai. And I'm like, what? Okay, there you go. Messed up, like, amazing Havamina. I mean, you understand that? You see how crazy this is?
What's more stash or gas?
Beautiful. And you kill somebody.
Don't worry. We can mock the tear. We found the tear. He skipped from the back.
It says that the person who kills Chaim Miso is not his case. So any case
Then the guy who got at least get Gavald. That's a good one. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer.
It has to be,
because it says somebody who kills somebody else. I'm just saying every case. Okay. Frag the Gemara. All right, this is where it gets, like I said. Oh. Frag the Gemara. Nirva Yatzil. Why doesn't the person. Okay, this is, I said, okay, mature audience. Nirva Yatza. What does that mean? The person who was sodomized, who's raped, he should also save the case. Why? Meaning guy should not get a revia. Meaning should not be chayev misa for being reveahim. What does that mean? The guy.
I like it.
What? So what? What's going on? What? What's the pshat? Why? Why? Why?
Because he sees.
Why? So let's say he sees. Okay, good. So he sees. So what? What does he have to do with the Maisa? So what's the problem? Do you understand what the problem? So he says.
He's Karev.
No, who's the Karev to?
Karev's lost him.
He's not doing anything.
So
the Gemara gave an answer because Rava Yid Meir Chorev. Okay, one second. No, there's the problem. The problem is that Tozok Taisvis, why is the Nirva Yatzil? He's not involved in. He's not really a Baal Maisa over here. He's not even somebody that's a Haruk. He's like the guy who got killed. He was involved in a
he
sense.
Wasn't involved either.
He was a guy. Yeah, but here it's just Stam, he's somebody else did something to him. What does it have to do with anything?
He's being revered and unwelcome and all, but not being on the chaver.
It's not. It's nothing. It's nothing.
No.
No, but it's, listen. So Frank, Tyson doesn't accept this.
There's no difference.
The difference is, the Harug Yatzil, Tyson says, is not the pshat like he's saying. That he's like that. He says, Pirish Shuhu Baldin. Look at Tysus. El Meata, he gets, he didn't see Tysus. Pirish Shuhu Baldin. He is the Baldin. Okay? The Haruk. Okay? Inami Mipne Shu Soine. Or he's an enemy. And his enemy is Apostle Laidus. That's why, because obviously, why did he kill him? He must be because he's an enemy. That's the other pshat. You understand? That's how he's learning. Tysus is learning. Look in Tysus. Tysus is learning that it's not pshat that he's dumb involved in the story. That's not good enough over here that he's involved in the story. What the pshat is because he is either a baldin, because he's the one who's taking the other guy to court for the claim against him because he killed him. He's killing him or whatever. It's hard to understand. Or because he's a sine, and a sine is postulated. Now, when somebody is revere somebody else, it's not pshat, like, it's like who you say, it's like klapei shemayim. What he did to me is not negeh, what he did, not to me, but to the person who was nirva, has nothing to do with the story. It's the, he's just like a person who's like a bystander. So what's the pshat in nirva yatzil? What does that mean? Zakt teisvis. Okay, nirva yatzil, mepnei shu sine shal roivai. Because he, obviously, if he was Bal Karcha, Bal Oinzai, because he didn't, he was Reveihem against his will. He was sodomized against his will. Why would he do that? Obviously, he hates me. It's weak. You kill somebody, you hate him. This person has a taiva.
So today, the whole
person has a taiva, it's not because you hate the guy. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, this is how it works. The whole Me Too movement, according to the Gemara, is salt.
I think the Gemara is going with Me Too movement.
Okay, one second. Work with me over here. I'm just bringing out Tosfos. So that's what Tosfos says. And he doesn't like this whole thing. Why? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, first parak Sanhedrin, that if somebody is nirva, he's kosher leides. He's not a kosher eid. Nirva le'ointzai. It was against his will. So he's mamash kosher as an eid. He was sodomized. But he saw the guy sodomize him. He's not in the Gehe B'davar. He's Mamash HaKashay. The Gemara and Sanhedrin said so. So you can't say that he's a Sinei. He's not anything. So what does it mean, Nirva Yatzel? It's a Mamash Astira in the Gemara. The Gemara and Sanhedrin is saying that this guy is like just a witness to an act of an Avera. But no different than Mechal Shabbos. He's a witness. Okay? What does it mean, Nirva Yatzel? Okay, that's the kasha of Tosfos. And for Tosfos, that in Chanami, we're not talking about a case of Nirva L'Ointzai. We're talking about a case of Nirva L'Ritzoinai. Following? Change the scenario. We're asking a question when a person was sodomized and he was a willful partner in the situation. So now he's Negev Adavar. Why? Because he is a part and parcel of this act of Avera. And therefore, he should matzel the Reveya from getting Misa. He should save him from getting Misa, because one of the bystanders was somebody who was Pasaleidus. Okay, why is he Pasaleidus? Because he's not only involved in the act, but he was willfully involved in the act. That's what's going on over here. Okay, Azoizak Taisvis. Fragdach Taisvis. A bear, and he's Karvlatzmai, okay?
Yeah.
It was the Tzainai, and now he's Karvlatzmai. You following so far? Zag Taisvis, another Bam Kasha. Guy walks in, Gemara and Sanhedrin says, guy walks in, and he says, Pliny Rivaani Lirtzaini. So and so was Revea me, and it was Lirtzaini. Hu ve'acher mitzdarfin lahargai. He's a kosher aid. Why? Because we do what's called a palgin and dibura. Amazing idea. We take his words and we split it in half. Because halacha is
ain't
of the mesim atzmai rasha. So he can't. So the chelik that he's saying about himself that it was willful, we fashnayed from the whole memra. We split it off of what he's saying. Ignore it, because we can't say about yourself that you're a sinner. By the way, okay, whatever. That's why anytime somebody admits that he did something wrong, halacha is that you can't believe it. So like all these stories that you say, it's like, yeah, well, what do you mean? That guy is a big Russia. Why? He admitted that he did all these things wrong. Moed B'Knas is not called Rishos. Okay? But he's Pater.
Yeshiva says, Ein.
What?
Ein Misham and Alpiazim.
Yeah, so that the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara goes through. How do you even have a case about Alpiazim?
Right?
So it's hard to find the case. Well, we do have it. He can't be the informant of himself. Another makes much worse. You're just repeating what the Gemara asked on that.
Exactly.
So that's the Gemara's cash on it.
Therefore, you could do it.
No, that's your answer. That's not what the Gemara answered. The Gemara came at it.
They went somewhere else after you're guilty.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it means. Okay. You were found guilty, then it's not called Mesa Matzvah Russia. You already get paskin. It's nothing to do. That's exactly the point. Okay, but it's very important. I think people miss, they assume that if somebody admits that he did something wrong, that Mamish makes you a Russia. He's not believed on that.
Snitches technically don't get stitches.
You can't.
No, you can't even believe the snitch.
No, on yourself. I can believe somebody about somebody else. It's about yourself.
How can you make it that it's not Russia?
What?
You can't make yourself Russia, but you can make the animal Russia.
That's the point. The Mesa Matzvah Rasha is a basic principle.
No, so that's not
the rule. It's an American law. Recognizes it based on the Torah law because it's called self-incrimination.
So that's why
there's a protection against self-incrimination. Okay, they don't take it as far as we do.
Care. It's
a snitch is
not official. So the American law believes you. That's why you don't say anything. Anything you say can't be used against you. Yeah.
You can't. It's impossible. Okay, whatever. Okay, but anyway, point being is, Frag the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Oh, so Frag Tysus. Okay, so that's Tysus's cash on himself. He's like, based on what I'm telling you, what does this mean? This Gemara in Sanhedrin. Pliny Rivaani Lertzani Huba Achim and Staff and Larga. He together with another person can kill the Revea. Even though he was a perpetrator in the act in his own self-admission, but we fashnayed that away. And for Taisus, the Mangis Chiddush, that's just worthwhile focusing on. The Yeshloimer, Dani Mili, Kileka, Sadusa, Me'alma, Derava, Lertoin. There's no outside information based on the Ritzoin factor. It's only him who's inventing the holy site that he's saying that it was Lur Sinai. So we only have his say-so, and we have no other basis to know that. So then, Enechanami, Eino Domeis, Matzmai Rasha. Velekas Hadusa, Elam Hu Atzmai. Ve'acha, it's just him, together with this one other person. Olekach, Pelgin Lidbur, and that's why we can split it, because the Mesa Matzmai Rasha requires him to make himself into the Rasha. However, because we don't believe him, because he's karavu etzalatzmi, he's related to himself. But over here, Abul Hacha, listen what he says: the ike edem shin yever l'ratzaynai. They can tell that it was l'ratzaynai. He was clearly involved in the act and wanted it. Okay, and from the witnesses, he's therefore the other witnesses make him a rasha. Okay, listen. I'm going to get to the punchline in a second. Upasaledos. And now he's puzzled Eidus. But we don't need his Eidus to make himself a Russia, because we have independent testimony saying that he's a Russia. You following what's going on over there? What? No. So therefore, that's when we're asking, Nirva Yatzel Esa Raiveya. Why? Because we have independent testimony that he is actually a Russia. Okay, there you go. That's in the place. That kind of place is Pashit and very clear. Scrap shop. Here's the bomb kasha that Rabbi Nagel said. What's the kasha? The kasha is that this is a stira in our whole Yisoid, because once we're taking on the Yisoid, that the Nirva is Yatzel, because he's involved in the whole story, so the independent testimony that he's a Rasha,
it should be Mitzar.
It should be fall apart also, because he's the whole, it's Mimarsha, it's a circular reasoning. You can't have such a thing that everybody's able to make him a Rasha, so therefore he's a Rasha. So there, you can't, because we throw everything out, right? Where's my flaw in my logic? Is my question. You hear what's going on? You hear the problem? How do you do that? How
could...
Masking, but if once you're accepting the aside,
and why can't he be against it and then he's passing the whole thing as a...
Once you're accepting the aside that a Nirva is Yatzil because he's one of the parties is somebody that can't be here, so therefore, then how is it that the independent testimony that's saying that he's a Rasha, besides for his own admission that it was Luritzaini, that's actually able to be Mekoyim? We should throw it out also the same way, on the same basis. And if you throw it out, so then it's not a rush anymore. So the whole thing is, it's a galgal
achoyzeh. How could you decide?
Oh! Anyway, that.
How could you decide?